Icky News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FBI Agents Association is urging congressional leaders to protect agents at risk of punishment or possibly termination for their roles in investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Thousands of FBI agents were asked over the weekend to complete a detailed questionnaire about their involvement in those investigations. Separately, Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee wrote to Trump's picks to run the FBI and Justice Department to express grave concerns about the efforts to scrutinize, reassign, and remove career officials. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Julie Walker reports the U.S. Agency for International Development's under threat.
USAID, in charge of dispensing billions of dollars in foreign aid, is on the cusp of being shut down, according to President Trump's advisor, Elon Musk. Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out. And then we'll make a decision.
Musk has been wrestling for control of USAID and took to X Spaces to discuss it.
To be clear, in shutting down, which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which eventually got control. Democrats say Trump lacks the constitutional authority to eliminate USAID, but it's not clear what would stop Trump from trying. I'm Julie Walker.
25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports are on hold for 30 days after America's two largest trading partners took steps to appease President Trump's concerns about border security and drug trafficking. A 10% tariff on Chinese imports still set to go into effect Tuesday. And Ecuador's president says he's imposing a 27% tariff on Mexican imports. This is AP News. The big winner at last night's Grammy Awards, Beyoncé.
Cowboy Carter.
She won for Album of the Year, an elusive award for Beyoncé. She is both the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy's history, and she won it for a country album.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it.
Besides the music, the Grammys paid tribute to the firefighters and the victims of the deadly wildfires that have been burning around Los Angeles. Members of the Los Angeles Fire Department presented Beyoncé with the trophy. Alicia Keys spoke earlier.
When destructive forces try to burn us down, we rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
Kendrick Lamar won Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.